This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I said I want to get rid of this song. Why is it still there? I don't want...
Because you don't have any control of this program, sir.
Oh, I see. Okay. Michael, I would like that to be erased, eliminated. I do not want to give people the idea this is just going to be a pretty good day.
Pretty good is pretty good.
No, pretty good is not good enough.
Oh,
good is good. Pretty good is just kind of blasé.
I think pretty good is
half
better than
apple.
Good.
No, pretty good is not
good. Say, hey, how you doing?
Very good. We could change the lyric line,
pretty
too.
Good.
It's a very good day, but I haven't noticed that. I was fiddling around during the news at the top of the hour, and I came upon an older story that we've never really dealt with, and I just had it in my mind that I wanted to talk about Rob Ford.
Oh.
Because there's a musical?
Really?
There's going to be a musical about his life. Kenny, you knew this. You haven't been holding out on me. But did you know that there was...
I didn't know.
Yeah, there's going to be a play, a musical, that is aimed at portraying Rob Ford's current predicament in terms of entertainment. So if you want to play Rob Ford, there's an opportunity to do that. Matter of fact, I think this story was a Washington Post story. There's a blog that will take care of if you want. The things that people are entertained by. Isn't it? I mean, honestly, really and truly. Auditions for musical theater actors. We're talking about Rob Ford, the musical.
It's too bad Chris Farley's not alive, because he'd be the perfect one.
The Birth of Ford Nation. Yeah, Farley would be good for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they have so much in common.
Uh-huh. The production will open in September. It builds itself as, quote, the gravy train meeting the crazy train in the first ever stage musical tribute to the infamous Mayor Rob Ford. So the casting call has already taken place, but I just wondered... what they came up with.
Do you think he likes that his life is a musical?
What can this guy's life be like, really and truly? What is it that... What makes this guy click? Really? Think about it for a second. How is this... How do you make such a spectacle of your life, and still, does he have a family? He's got to have a family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what goes on in that family... How do they either tolerate him? How do they look at him? How do they think about him? We all know what the public thinks.
Maybe he says, you know, hey, they're just exaggerating my problem. It's really not that bad.
Oh,
who knows?
Really? Huh. Speaking of exaggerating problems, this is a story that we have prominently placed at DougStephan.com today. The story from Comcast. Now, Jennifer may be the better one, or the best of the three of us, to tell this story because her day job is running a cable radio or digital audio network that services all these big outfits like Comcast and Time Warner and who are the other ones? Dish Nation.
Dish Network.
Dish Network, them too.
Yeah. You've got Cox Communications and Charter, and there's still a lot of them. They're not as many as there used to be, but there's still a lot of cable providers, satellite providers out there.
Okay, so I think you have
Comcast is the biggest, however.
Yeah, and they want to get bigger, right?
Yeah, they've just purchased Time Warner.
They're going to try. The Justice Department is not so sure. If, Eric Holder can get out of his own ego long enough to actually do some work instead of worrying about having problems in his job because everybody in America is a racist but him, maybe there'll be some consideration of this. Meanwhile, the story comes from a fellow named Ryan Block.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I think, Michael, you have the audio on this. Do you not? The Comcast.
Yeah, the audio is better than any audio we could tell you.
Right.
It's about a guy who's trying to cancel his cable bill, and he calls Comcast, and this is what he gets.
So then that's basically the story here. If you've ever experienced customer service woes, which we all do because they all suck, never mind Comcast and Time Warner, but Verizon, any big
American Airlines, customer service.
Exactly. All right. So the recording has been posted. And I think this is the latter part of the call. This is a customer service representative trying to keep this guy from canceling his Comcast service.
We'd like to disconnect, please. Help me understand why you can't just disconnect us. Someone like a TaskRabbit to go return the cable card for us. I don't personally intend to go return the cable card. That's why I'm probably not going to be canceling in store. So that's why I need you to cancel by phone. So can you cancel us by phone? The answer is yes, correct? I am declining to state why we are leaving Comcast because I don't owe you an explanation. So if you can please just proceed to the next question. If you have to fill out your form, that's fine. Please proceed to the next question, and we'll attempt to answer that if possible. Declining to state we're switching providers. Can you please go to the next question?
So what is it about this town that's making you want to change to them?
I'm declining to state. Can you please go to the next question so we can cancel our service?
This
phone call is a really actually amazing representative example of why I don't want to stay with Comcast. So can you please cancel our service?
The way that you can help me is by
disconnecting our service. That's how you can help me.
How is that helping you, though?
Because that's what I want. That's what I want.
Okay, so why is that what you want?
Because that's what I want.
I didn't even sound like a human being.
He's very on task.
Because that's what we want.
Okay. I mean, you've been with us since, I don't know, 2005, 9 years. You've been a Comcast customer. Okay. After a decade, okay, clearly the service is working great for you. You weren't having any problems. So now all of a sudden you're moving. Okay. You kept this service in multiple addresses. All of a sudden you're moving and something's making you want to change. What is it that's making you want to change that?
Because that's what we want to do.
Okay, why is that what you want to do?
That's none of your business. Your business is to disconnect us.
As a company that is a cable and internet provider, primarily, that is our business, to know why our customers are leaving. Okay. If we don't know why our customers are leaving, how are we supposed to make it a better experience for you next time?
This is so moronic.
It's
amazing.
That's a fantastic question and something that you can hire a firm to go figure out. But right now, I'm just a customer calling in, attempting to disconnect service. That is something that you can do, right? You said that you can disconnect service. Yes? Yes? Is that something you can do?
Greatly from transferring your service to a new address.
Is that something you can do? Can you disconnect us by phone? Can you disconnect our service? Yes or no?
All right. I think we've got the gist of this.
You know, to just talk about what's going on here. That guy is hired. What happens when you call into a cable company or you call into a phone company or wherever you call and you want to cancel something, they send you to a retention person.
Yeah.
And so this guy is a very on-point retention person. He took it a little bit. He took it way too far, but he, I bet you, is incentivized. You know, he gets probably commissions or paid based on that.
Yeah.
And so he's really trying to do his job.
So Comcast responds the following way. Quote,
"We'll take care of it.
We are very embarrassed by the way our employee spoke with this guy's name is Block. I think I said that at the beginning. And are contacting him to personally apologize. The way in which our representative communicated with him is unacceptable and not consistent with how we train our customer service representatives. We are investigating the situation. We'll take quick action. While the overwhelming majority of our employees work very hard to do the right thing every day, we're using this very unfortunate experience to reinforce how important it is to always treat our customers with the utmost respect." Okay, that's Comcast's line. John's listening in York, Pennsylvania. You ever been through anything like this, John?
Well, yes, but having been in business for myself since 1974 and in sales, I can understand what the young guy was trying to do.
Yeah, he's trying to do his job.
But on the other side, Mr. Block is a blockhead. Why would you stay on the phone 14 minutes with somebody?
Because he's trying to confirm that the guy is going to cancel the service, and the guy wouldn't address the fact that Block wants to cancel the service. That's why he stayed on long enough.
You hang up and go to the next guy. Unless you want to really, really get into it with somebody, I would never hang on the phone.
Or you could ask to talk to a supervisor.
Yeah. I mean, and just to go, I'm not answering that question. Sounds like Lois Lerner. I've had chain restaurants where I've had, you know, bad food or bad service, and you fill out those cards, send it in. Corporate has called me back. Now, how far would I get if I go, no, I'm not going to tell you why I didn't like your service. No, I don't answer that.
Well, this what we're hearing is that 10 minutes of this call had passed before he started recording it. And he says he tried to answer all of the questions, and this guy would not let up.
I'm still saying that as a customer, I would have moved on. I don't know why.
Save yourself the time.
That's
right?
You, and that's understandable, and that's how you might have handled it. I might have handled it the same way. This guy chose not to handle it that way. He may be someone that wouldn't be your best friend because of whatever attitude he has, but there still is a representative sampling of how the individual customer tries to deal with corporate America as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Time Warner has been offered $80 billion from 20th Century Fox to be bought out. Now, Time Warner has separated out, I believe.
Well, it's their TV product. Time Warner is more than just cable. It's the cable, it's the internet,
it's
network.
It's too big. That's why they have these problems. Comcast is too big. They're all too big. So, and if you want to get their service, that's the problem. In America, if you want to get their service, you have to put up with this kind of crap. And that's really what it is. I wouldn't have lasted. You're right, John. I mean, I wouldn't have lasted on the phone with this guy 13 seconds. It would have been over and done. But it does represent a frustration that we all have. It's the same as trying to deal. I had a conversation with John. Thanks for the call, by the way. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who was registering a truck at the DMV.
Oof.
He went to the DMV at 3 o'clock, waited in line. The closing is 5 o'clock. He got through at 4:15, and they told him he couldn't use a check because at 3 o'clock, their connection to the bank goes away. So he waited in line for an hour and a half.
And he couldn't pay?
And he couldn't pay. And then he went back the next day, and he was there in the morning, and he waited behind somebody who had, I don't know how many registrations. And they made this guy, every one registration you do, and you go wait at the end of the line again. The guy was there. He did the day before. He'd spent the whole day, 8 hours, getting in and out of the line just to register vehicles in his company. And this is the kind of stuff that will cause a revolution, and justifiably so. How dare you? And then they raise the fees of the registry in Massachusetts by 14%. and they all they think, well, why don't and their attitude? Oh my God, it is unbelievable. Whether it's government or these big companies, it's all the same, and that's what people are riled up about with justification. 21 after on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
That's a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue.
That's a song, huh?
Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old. And I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you going to die?
What a genius.
What I told him.
Columbia Records,
well,
not
hard,
such
right
geniuses, on this day in 1986 decided to cancel, after 28 years, their relationship with Johnny Cash.
The star
had recorded 13 number one hits from 1956 to 1976. He had some on Sun Records when he first got started with Elvis and that bunch. He was the biggest money, Elvis was the number one guy for RCA. Johnny Cash for 20 years was the number one guy for Columbia Records, and his reward was to be canceled. How about that for coolness, huh?
You know, it's
all about the business. That's all. It's his business.
Yeah, I mean, those were in his lower years, and I mean, the guy had issues over the years.
He had drug problems,
yeah,
for sure.
Alcohol and drug
problems. But he still knew how to make a hit record.
He he did not
do what it took to make a hit record. Speaking of that, also on this date, the year was 1981. I can remember this like it was yesterday.
Before you leave, Johnny Cash,
okay.
Who sold RCA his contract?
No, Columbia.
Columbia, his contract.
Who sold it? I'm not sure.
Who was he with before that?
Sun Records.
Right.
Yeah.
Sam Phillips made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Selling Elvis, Carl Perkins,
yep. Big companies.
Johnny Cash, and Waylon Jennings to other big companies.
Another great storyteller in song was Harry Chapin. I remember this as I started to say, like yesterday, and I don't know why it so impacted me, because I'm not sure I was even that big a fan then. I am now. Think about the songs like Taxi and Cats in the Cradle, those songs like that. He was described as a folk rocker, a balladeer of sorts, at 38 years of age. He was killed in a car crash on the Long Island Expressway. But the stories that he told, listen to this. All-Star game last night, American League beat the National League. How many people actually
watched? Always beat the National League.
No, when I was a kid, it was always the
National League had it for 10 years. They go on runs.
Yeah, right. So this date, 1985, Richie, the largest crowd to ever see a baseball game in Minnesota came out to see Daryl Strawberry of the Mets score 2 runs to lead the NL to a 6-1 victory over the AL. There's an example of that, Jennifer.
Right.
All-Star game, let's see here. There's another All-Star game story that I now have not been able to put my finger on. That's all right.
I used to be an American League guy when I used to like the Orioles, and now I'm a Nats fan. I'm a National League
Senators,
guy.
Because the Senators are your
team? Yeah, I mean, I was originally a Senators fan when I was a kid, and then they went away, so then I liked the Orioles growing up, and then when I got to not be able to handle Peter Angelos, the owner, anymore, who was a big part of the baseball strike negotiations, and just treated his players, Cal Ripken and Johnny Miller, the radio guy, like dirt. I just said no more. And then the Nats came around, so here we are.
Pete Rose may have a role to play in next year's All-Star game. That story in the next half hour of Good Day.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Did you know that almost a third of all the land in the U.S. is owned by governments? Not counting the cost of managing all that land, the federal government spends almost $500 million a year buying more. Our government seems to think the only way to preserve open space is for the government to own it. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we might wonder how that makes us any different from dictators around the world who want governments to own everything. Our own government's ownership of land goes far beyond national parks and forests. It also owns some of the most valuable real estate in every major city. Thousands of foreclosed homes across the country, riverfronts, office buildings, ports, warehouses, and countless other properties and businesses. The American economy is founded on principles of private property and free markets. Are we forgetting this?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Should I be more precise? 33 after? I say after the hour. Sometimes I leave out part of the syllabic expression. 33 after the hour. You got that, Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio.
Sometimes I swallow half of the word.
Now 34 after the hour. And if we keep talking about it, it'll be 35.
That's true, Richie.
It's a host prerogative. No, it's Jennifer Horn. She's back with us in the appropriate position. She's going to do the television report, which may include some more information about the Time Warner offer. Well, it's the Fox offer to buy Time Warner. And if you look at the stock, if you're a follower, if you're already into market news today, you will find that a lot of people are focusing on this as the big story, the big money story of the day, because Time Warner shares have exploded on the pre-market. Well, if you go overseas, you see what they're doing in Asia, or more importantly, what they're doing in Europe. Time Warner shares up. Rupert Murdoch, who is the major domo behind Fox, whatever the Fox enterprise is, whether it's 20th Century Fox, the television and movie producer, Fox News, Fox Radio, Fox this, Fox that, sports, blah, blah, Sky, he's the one who apparently made the offer directly for Time Warner. They're offering, if you didn't hear the story, 80 billion dollars. But as we were talking in the last half hour about service, it isn't about Time Warner Cable. It's about a division of Time Warner that actually produces television shows like 24. That's what Fox does. Time Warner does the same sort of thing. The old Warner Brothers Studios, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Fox wants to put them together. Now, we don't look at this as a consumer problem because this is not about consumerism. It's not the same as Comcast buying out Time Warner Cable, for example, where your service will be affected. But one does wonder, and maybe we get to our movie guy later on and try to figure it out, what does this mean to the variety of movies? Look at what's happened since Disney bought out pretty much everything that has to do with child's entertainment. Right? I mean, think about it for a second. Everything, and it isn't just children anymore, because they're in the ship business. They have a cruise line. They have, never mind the amusement parks, but the things that they control. And one wonders, does that encourage people? Are folks like Jim Henson still encouraged to be entertainment entrepreneurs? You know, an important part of what I do on this program is encourage entrepreneurialism, new businesses, inventions, that sort of thing. If you listen to the last hour of the program, you hear these new inventors, these ideas that put forth, these people put forth these ideas every single day. There are hundreds, if not thousands or jillions of them every day. It's very cool. So, does it mean that once you start somebody, let's say you're a little production company and you get bought up by a bigger production company and then you get bought up by a bigger company, sooner or later is Rupert Murdoch going to come along and say, okay, here's $80 billion for your company? Is that part of the American dream? It's not a bad dream. Frankie, what did you start to say, Richie?
Jim Henson's dead.
So what?
You said, does he still, is he still trying to help kids or whatever it is.
That was a figure of speech.
I know.
The Jim Henson story and the Henson family selling out to Disney, no different than many other companies that were doing this sort of thing. The Pixar, is that?
Star Wars sold out to Disney.
Right.
Everybody sold out to Disney.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying.
I'd sell you to Disney if I thought I could get the money for it.
Thank you very much, Richie. I'd be happy to split it with you. Well, not split it with you. I get most of it, but you can get some. But that's the point. It's just, is this the cycle that goes on, and is it natural and normal, or should we be concerned about the big keeping their control of things, and they keep eating up the smaller people that are encouraged by guys like me to get into your own business, so ultimately you have a big payday. That's really the ultimate for most, not for all. I have been approached 3 times to sell this radio program to a bigger company, and I haven't. I didn't, I wouldn't, I can't, because I wouldn't be able to survive in that arena. And anybody who knows me well knows that I wouldn't survive in that arena. That's why I haven't done it.
Have somebody telling you what you need to talk about every day.
Right, exactly. That's bad enough listening to you tell me.
No, I know.
So, you think I want to listen to some guy in corporate city tell me that? At least I can tell you to go pound sand.
I know how to get you to do what I want. The lawyers, they don't know how to get you to do what they want.
All right.
It's all about manipulation, Dudley.
It's manipulation, I know. Pete Rose. In the news today is the first time I've seen his name in print for a long time. Unless you're in Las Vegas and you see his name in print, Pete will appear today at the Mirage Hotel to sign autographs at 2 o'clock.
Or at Caesar's Palace. Always Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace.
In the mall.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the commissioner of baseball, Bud Selig, says that Rose may have a role to play in the All-Star game next year because it's going to be played in Cincinnati. Now, most of you are thinking, huh? He was banned for life from baseball. How could that be? Well, apparently, he's generally not allowed in any of the areas of Major League Baseball ballparks that are not open to fans. He can't go into the dugouts. He can't go into the locker rooms. But he was allowed to participate in the All-Century Team Ceremony at Turner Field in Atlanta during the World Series in 1999. He was permitted to be on the field at the Great American Ballpark in 2010 for a ceremony commemorating 25th anniversary of his record-setting 4,192nd hit. He also was on the field in Cincinnati last September for the unveiling of a bronze sculpture honoring Joe Morgan. He and Joe Morgan were very, very, very close friends. I remember that from my days in Cincinnati. I've told those stories enough on the air so pretty much everybody gets it. Pete used to, when he was banned or when he was tossed out of the game, he was hired by the same radio station that I was on in the late 80s to do an evening sports show from 6 until 8, and I was on from 2 until 6. So he'd come into the studio with me, and we'd kibitz about what was going on, and I liked him. I found myself becoming very friendly and very fond of him. To the point where now when we see each other, it's because he's got a terrible memory for most anything except cash. Who gives him the cash? Right, he always remembers. It's kind of like Larry King, the same thing. Every time Larry King sees me, hey, kid, how you doing? He never remembers my name. And I'm a kid at my age. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I am.
Yeah, to him.
Comparison to Larry, I am. Anyway, so Cincinnati and whether or not he plays Bud Selig a role in. Bud Selig left it open to the Cincinnati club, and you know what they're going to do.
Oh, they're going to go for cash.
No, first they got to fill him on the field. Absolutely want him on the
field. Yeah, 100%.
Yep, want him there. So, anyway, Selig is going to retire next January.
Thank God.
Yeah, he's not... Yeah, exactly.
Who's the successor of him?
Selig?
Yeah.
Some other lawyer.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Gloria Allred?
Another obnoxious lawyer.
Just to think about how he, baseball, basically encouraged steroids, and then when they got started to get heat about it, started to ban everybody and penalize everybody. He's an embarrassment.
Pretty. Rose is an embarrassment?
No, Selig.
Selig is, yeah. Right. The opportunistic stuff that happens, these guys, and they're all politicians. That's all they are, is politicians.
They're lawyers. They're even worse.
Lawyers and politicians, same thing. You're right. 888-302-3684. Comments if you'd like to. Twitter, at Good Day, Facebook.com /Good Day Show. I'm looking at some of the Twitter stuff here. The Dr. Ken, is that something that people are coming on, the immigrant illnesses? We posted that, I think, on our Facebook page, didn't we, Kenny?
This stuff. Yes, we did.
Yeah, okay.
And on Twitter.
All right, so the lottery winner in England, this is an interesting story, if I do say so myself. I guess you can be the judge of this. Our poll today at DougStefan.com is focused on this story, a judge ruling that a man in England has to share the money he won in a lottery with a psychic waiter who encouraged him to buy the tickets. The case revolves around Fatih Özkan, a waiter at a Turkish restaurant in York, England, who decided to buy a lottery ticket after dreaming that he was showing a bunch of cash to his manager. The next day, he pestered his boss to buy the lottery ticket for Euro Millions. Amazingly, his dream was prophetic. One of the tickets earned a jackpot worth $1.7 million. The manager paid for the ticket, if I get the story right, Kenny. Chose the winning number. The waiter believes that he's entitled to half of the winnings because he physically purchased the tickets after dreaming about the win. So the boss pays for the ticket, picks the numbers. This guy actually goes and does the physical job of buying the ticket, and he told this guy about his dream, so he thinks he's entitled to half. What do you think?
Give him half.
Yeah. Jennifer?
He wouldn't have bought the tickets without him.
Yeah, I say give him half, too. I think it's the only fair thing. Kenny? Plus, you don't want that karma hanging over.
Yeah, man.
Well, if you think about karma.
Well, and we've seen these stories about they follow the winners of lottery tickets
and
how it ruins their lives.
Right. I know.
Yep.
Dude, there's bad karma there. Dude, juju that comes with winning the lotto, even though I'd love to have it, is not a good thing, and you don't want to bring any more on.
Our poll today at DougStefan.com, if you won a lottery ticket, or won the lottery, would you... who would you share the money with? Would you feel like you had to share the money? Like I'd share the money.
I'd want to share the money.
All of you.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I'd pay for all of my family's houses.
That's it. Pay them all off. Yep, exactly. So the poll today asks you, if you won, who would you feel like you had to share with? A, family. B, friends. C, coworkers. D, some or all of the above. E, I'm not sharing with anyone. Nice.
Yeah, but you don't have any friends.
Yeah. Our poll yesterday had to do with last night's Major League Baseball All-Star game. Who do you want to win? 33% of you said the National League. Boo. 20% said the American League. Yay. 26% said they just hoped it would be a good game. And 21% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said you didn't care. Jennifer has news from the world
so
of television.
Much TV.
About which you will care. Stand by for that here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262. And mention Doug Stephan, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today, 800-543-9262.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor
made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association. Realtors.
13 before the hour. All right, we're laughing about a story regarding Ian Curry, perhaps going to The View. Jennifer's got the story. What's the story, Jennifer?
Not only perhaps, but very likely, Ann Curry will be sitting at the table with Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. NBC has her on a very short list of people that they're negotiating with.
NBC?
Did I say NBC? Yeah, I meant ABC. You know,
she's
ABC,
way
NBC.
Too nice for that show.
Well, I think they're going to need someone like her with Rosie there. They're going to need a calming force, and so maybe
she's just
going to
sit in the corner and just go, uh-huh.
I hope not. We'll see. I don't know. Now, the Republican name that keeps surfacing, it's not Sarah Palin, and it should be Meghan McCain, and I think Rosie O'Donnell can beat her up like a, you know.
And that's why it's not Sarah Palin.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, kicking off NBC's TCA presentation, they made an announcement that they've renewed America's
TCA?
It's the Critics Association.
Okay.
They announced that they're renewing America's Got Talent, American Ninja Warrior, and Last Comic Standing. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a fan of The Real Housewives, a very popular franchise, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills made a big casting announcement. It looks like Lisa Rinna, remember her from Melrose Place, Celebrity Apprentice, she's going to be joining.
Fake lips.
Big fake lips. She's going to be joining in that cast. And Colin Farrell is in talks to take over True Detective from Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. Now, we love 24 here on the show, and good news for that franchise. Fox won the night on Monday night as everything wrapped up. So that's good if there's a future for that show.
Of course there's a future for that show. That's why Chloe and Jack held hands at the end.
I know. It's so sweet. And then he took off. All right, Saturday Night Live.
He didn't take off because he wanted to.
He did. With the Ruskies. Saturday Night Live fired two more of their feature players. A lot of people are getting shown the door on Saturday Night Live. Brooks Wheelan is the latest. I think, Ken, he's the one that said the F word, right, on the air?
Oh,
really?
You know, they had a whole bunch of new people, and none of them really got to stand out, so I'm not sure who it was.
One of them said the F word. He got fired. I think it was that guy, but there's a bunch going in and out. Now, ABC announced their fall premiere dates. Dancing with the Stars, you can mark your calendar, Doug, because I know you love that show. It starts Monday, September
15th. I like the host of the show.
Oh, Tom Bergeron. Yeah, of course. Forever, a new show follows that, and you've also got Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. coming back on Tuesdays. Wednesday will remain the same. It's their sitcoms along with of Nashville. Thursday night also looking very familiar. They're calling it Shonda Thursday, basically. It's Scandal, Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, and then Shark Tank back on Friday, September 26th.
They can't replace, they can't beat, they can't compete with CBS. CBS is a much better lineup, especially the action drama.
You know, I actually watch more on ABC than I do on CBS. I think I'm alone in that. But I like Once Upon a Time. Scandal's, I like Castle.
Yeah, and Cassidy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
But do you have time to watch television?
I don't have a lot.
You're talking about me or her? What about me?
You have more time than her. Her life is crazy busy.
It is a little busy.
Are you talking to Roberta?
Are you talking to Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Oh,
I make time because it's important.
Right, it is very important.
Got to stay up on pop culture.
Those lonely nights.
Oh.
She has nobody there.
Well, that's just sad.
Sure, I'm lonely nights. I'm always on the phone with her.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Doug Steffen Good Day program as we open the door to Warren Eckstein and his pet world. Warren dances into your life every weekend, actually on the weekends as well. He's a dancer. I've often thought you were so light on your feet. I couldn't imagine you not being on Dancing. I think you'd be great. We were just talking about Dancing with the Stars. Warren Eckstein would be great dancing with a chimpanzee or an orangutan or something.
And has.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to do a little investigation there. But more importantly, it's Warren's turn to help you with your pet. All kinds of questions as usual. And so we'll get to answers. Fixing your pet problems is what Warren is all about. Check out The Pet Show and Hugs and Kisses, two great websites. Stand by for his weekly report here on Good Day.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service,
You don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AZ Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning and replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be pretty much a nasty response.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here with us. Warren is a well-known pet and animal expert. I was I'll tell you a quick story anecdotally because people want to know about Charlotte and how she's progressing since she's lost her eyes. And after the accident which took her eyes and almost took her life, I went to the doctor yesterday who took out her second eyeball, and he was taking the sutures out of her eyes. And he looked at her and he looked at me and he said, "Do you realize how amazing this whole story is? Never mind the fact that she survived as a 14-year-old bulldog, an accident would kill most any other dog, but that she's better. She feels," he said to me, "this is an 84-year-old guy that everybody in the world has heard about. His name is Backrack Warren. He's an eye thing, runs Veterinary Ophthalmology of New England." And he said to me, he felt that she was stronger, her energy was better, she looked better than she did before the accident, because I'd had her up there 3 weeks before the accident to have her eyes examined because I'm going to do something about her cataracts. So isn't that, I mean, when you think about it, what lessons of life, I know what Charlotte is teaching me and the people who are close to me. You've seen some marvelous things in your time, and I every once in a while we get involved in philosophy versus specific things, but you have to have seen situations like this where you have just marveled at what these animals can teach us.
Yeah, they almost overcome any challenge that is thrown at them. For example, I've worked with many dogs that either lost their hearing. I've worked with three-legged dogs. I've worked with blind dogs. And one of the things that dogs don't focus on is what's wrong with them. Mm-hmm. They focus on what's right with them. Yeah. But very often, if you see a dog that's been through a traumatic experience, they do come out stronger. Charlotte's a little bit different. Charlotte just has such a great life and such a great relationship with you that she wants to be as happy and stay with you as long as she possibly can. But it's not uncommon. I speak to vets all the time about this, Doug, that a lot of dogs, and cats for that matter, when they go through a traumatic experience, actually come out stronger at the other side.
Yep. Well, it's something, it's a blessing for me and for us. I think you're right. A lot of people have told me that. Interesting how she wants to be here, and that's the motivation. And with a being, I think you can do that whether you're a dog or a human being. If you decide something, I think we are great spirit. We have such power we don't realize. I was reading something yesterday about how when people decide they want to do something, they can do it. And there are all kinds of examples. No matter what it is, you just have to put your mind to it. And she has a very determined mind. Meredith laughs at how determined she is to get it.
Like father, like dog.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, I think there's a lot of stick-to-itiveness in me. And I appreciate your recognizing that. As with you, my friend, you've been doing this for a long time, and there have been a lot of obstacles for you continuing your success on the radio. God bless you that you're still doing it. Every weekend, look for Warren Eckstein's Pet Show on a radio station near you.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.